Blog Talk Radio.
We give other people permission to do the same as we are liberated from our own fear.
In one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish.
I just want you to know that I won't let you down.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to The Cutting Edge, where we are dividing light from darkness, and this is Daniel Holdings, your host for this evening on this Watchman Roundtable. We are so happy for you to be with us, and I have three wonderful guests, along with Dorothy Crothers in our technical room. Dorothy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. How's it going over at the Blog Talk headquarters over there in Connecticut?
It's going great. What a blessing this show is going to be. I just know it. Father's going to bless this show wonderfully.
Well, I think it is definitely God-ordained. We have, as I said, three powerful men of God that are lined up for this evening. We have Augusto Perez, Watchman, from the Appearance.com Ministries, AppearanceMinistries.com, I should say. We have Larry W. Taylor, and we also have a brand new watchman to the round table, Randy Hecker, and you're going to meet them all in just a moment. But before we go any further, I wanted to open up this show with prayer, because as we said off the air, excuse me, this is God's show, it's not our show. So, Lord Jesus, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would make your presence known, Holy Spirit, that you would guide this discussion, that you would surround all our technical doohickeys with your angels, and that you would protect us and keep us. And, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would give us those words that you want us to give to the people, and that those things, those issues, those purposes that are in your mind, I ask that they would come out today. Lord, we thank you, and we glorify you for this time. We ask all in the mighty name of Jesus. There are a couple things that I wanted to bring your attention to, and I hope that it doesn't sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but they are important. I think they are necessary to bring to your attention. On my website, www.danielholdings.com, there is an audio that I want to bring your attention to. It is on the left-hand side, there's a section called, on the front page, there's a section called Recommended Audios. There's an audio there by a man by the name of Chuck Pierce. Now, I don't know Chuck Pierce. I've never followed him before. But as I was groggily waking up a few years ago, somebody gave me this audio, and I listened to it. And the Holy Spirit told me to listen to it again and again and again, and it was an amazing thing, because it was done in January of 2010, and the Lord brought it again to my attention just a couple days ago. I hadn't listened to it in a long time, and I was amazed by so many things in that talk that have now come true. Everything from earthquakes to the changing of nations to the things that God is about to do interdimensionally. And that brings us to this discussion tonight, because we are going to be talking about interdimensional things, or the spiritual realm, if you will, that people oftentimes do not look at. So that's why I think that that audio is very important for you listeners to get a hold of. If perchance you listen to this show after that audio has been taken down, all you have to do is, when at the top of that site, there is a search bar, and you plug in Chuck Pierce's name, and it'll pull up that audio. Now, the second thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, I would love to read the whole thing, but I think this is very, very important. The second thing is, and I just happened to stumble across this. I've never read it before. I've never seen it before. Excuse me. But it was a word that was given to Steve Quayle in January of 1998. And I'm just going to read the first part of this word to you, because it is very apropos for where we are at today. It says this: "For thus saith the Lord, yea, behold, I am about to do a mighty thing. I am totally turning everything upside down. There shall be nothing left turned that was not turned before. Yea, I say to you, my people, the reason I am bringing this to you, the reason I am sharing my heart with you, is even yet a little while, and the restrainer will no longer restrain. For as you wait on me, as you worship me this day, know that I am going forth. I am going forth to bring history to its culmination. Yea, I have declared in my word, and that they may know their God shall, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Do you know me? Do you want to know me? Will you trust me? Will you turn away from relying on yourself and seek a higher place? Yea, I will visit thee in the night. I will give you dreams, and I will give you visions. I will strengthen even the feeblest and the faintest of heart. Yea, I will pour out my strength. It will be my victory. Do you not understand when I said to you, or when I said, you are in me and I am in you, that is my victory. It is my strength. It is my power that will see you through. For yea, I have told you, I have demonstrated over and over through the lives of my men and women who walked in faith that, yea, I will not fail you. Do you hear me? I will not fail you. For yea, I will make you the very things your hearts have cried out for. I will reveal the very things of your hearts have cried out for, and I shall do a great work even in this town, in this valley, and in this state." So, and it goes on from there. I encourage you to go to my website and finish reading that, because it is powerful. That's on the right-hand side of the first page, under a section called Turbulent Truths, and you can pull that up. Again, the same applies. If it actually goes away, you can pull it up on the search bar. But I thought that those two particular things, the Chuck Pierce talk in 2010, that where God told us everything that we are seeing now, that those things were going to happen, and way back in 1998, when God told Steve Quayle, or through Steve Quayle, that those things were about to happen. And the thing I love about that prophecy is that it's positive. See, we have a choice, folks. We can face the world, the changing world, the dangerous world, the forthcoming world with fear. Or we can choose to walk in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit for that remnant, that body, that church, to become the bride of Christ like he's called us to. And so tonight's show is to show you those things that are coming upon the earth, the abysses that are about to open or have opened, the gates of hell that are about to open, and the power that lies within you, the believer, of the Holy Spirit to do battle with the forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So it's a power-packed show today. We have a lot of information for you. And what better people to give you this information than Augusto Perez, Larry Taylor, and Randy Hecker. Guys, are you there?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, we're here.
Augusto, had you never heard that word from Steve Quayle before?
No, I really had not. But it's pretty good, you know, and it confirms a lot of things that that the Lord has been giving me, and I'm sure has been given to many people out there, and that is that through all this shaking that is going to come to planet Earth, and these horrendous events in so many different fields, in the economic area, in the area of plagues, in the area of wars in the Middle East and Korea and so forth, in the area of cataclysmic events, and the New World Order, which is going to cover the whole earth. All these things, we as people of the Most High God need to keep these things in the right perspective. And that is what that word was all about, is to keep a heavenly perspective. Keeping our mind that we are just here. This is not our home, and that we have a Father, that his name is, the Lord Almighty, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and that he's sitting on the throne. And that no matter what happens, you know, he is not going to leave us or forsake us. That's what he said in his word. So he will keep his word, and he has given me a word like that in several times in the past, that he will take care of his people, those that are his, truly his, that have the mark on their heart, that have been sealed by him, and that are his, that belong to him. He will take care of his people. And that does not mean that we will not go through hard times. There are people of the Lord that belong to him that right now are going through very hard times in China, in India, in Muslim countries, in Cuba, and so many other parts of the world. They are suffering. They are suffering, and this is part of our serving the Lord. You know, he said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we need to lay hold of that promise and not lose sight of it, because these things that are about to happen are going to be really very scary if you don't have the Lord in your heart. Those that are listening out there tonight that you're not serving the Lord with all of your heart, I encourage you before this show is over, that you will make that your main, objective tonight, to come to the Lord, to get close to him, and to make him your Lord and Savior, and to serve him with all of your heart. Repent of all your sins and just serve him with all of your heart, because these things are upon us, as we're going to hear from these other two brethren in the show tonight.
Well, Larry, may I add to that?
Sure, Randy, go ahead.
I spent 3 days with the Lord once, and when I came out of it, I had been dead for some of that time. And he gave me a message to give to the people, to as many whose hearts and minds would listen. The message is this: destruction is coming upon the world. When you see the destruction coming upon you, stand still and see the salvation I have prepared for you.
Well, that's very powerful and very sombering. It reminds me of a vision that the Lord had given me one time, but I'll share that another time later if we have a chance. Larry, you know, you are in the thick of it down there in Oklahoma. For those of you that don't know, Larry Taylor is in Oklahoma. He's in the mountains of Oklahoma. And he actually lives by a couple of different portals. And we are going to be discussing portals tonight. Larry and I have had numerous conversations about how those portals have acted with those storms that are going over his place the last couple of 3 weeks. Larry, you know, you know what it is to do hand-to-hand combat with the enemy. What kind of things should the believer expect going forward when it comes to the demonic manifesting or the Nephilim manifesting or whatever else can be? What kind of attitude does the believer need to have?
Oh, that's a pretty deep question. For the believer that walks in the Spirit, you know, I want to sharpen that for a moment. For the believer that walks in the Spirit, and I'm not just, that's not a term, that's a way of life. Probably that individual is more fine-tuned by the Holy Spirit to experience the coming days than anyone really on the planet I know. Even the elite, you know, the elite think that they have technologies and watcher assistants and, you know, incredible ways to escape what's coming, but, you know, as Randy Hecker said, they don't even have a clue what's really coming. But now for the believer that is a believer in name only, in other words, you know, they believe because they read about, you know, this individual that came and gave his life and rose from the dead, reading about it's not going to be enough. Knowing the words, you know, one of the commissions says go. But however, for the believer that just thinks when the commission says go, you run out there, you know, swinging a sword in each hand and just cutting down, I guess, wheat with the tares and everybody, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to be in trouble. Only those that the Holy Spirit is fine-tuning in these hours, and I mean really these, you know, last year or two, and Augusto knows exactly what I'm saying, those that are allowing this fine-tuning process, and it is painful and it does hurt and it's not comfortable and I don't like it and it makes rocks in my bed and all that kind of thing, those are the individuals that's really going to have the so-called upper hand spiritually in spiritual warfare. It's not a game. It's not an iBox game or whatever. We're coming into the real deal. I mean, the real deal.
So, Larry, you're saying that this is about as real as it gets, what we're about to see.
We're in the early stages of the real as it gets. Right now you can take a breath, but we're going to reach a point, and I've been shown that by the Lord, that we're going to reach a point to where you're not even going to have time to, you're either going to follow the Spirit or you're going to go down. I mean, it's going to get that critical. Reminds me a little bit, you remember a guy by the name of Moses? I mean, I'm sure all of us remember him, from the book. There was a guy named Moses, and God told him, he said, strike that rock. Oh, Moses, he just went down there, and boy, he bam, bam, he hit that rock. And guess what? He didn't get to go into the promised land. It's a complicated mistake, but simply quick. No time for even thought. I mean, a little bit of his anger. He hit the rock twice. That caused disobedience. I mean, that was a, God didn't say strike it twice. He said strike the rock, you know, once. And see, that's where we're coming. That's what you don't get taught in so-called structured church. And Augusto knows what I'm saying. You know, my Lord, Augusto, you know, you've gone around the world and you've seen a lot of third world countries where there were way more spiritual minded and people that literally walked in the Spirit. They knew what you were talking about when you taught about the spirit realm and what's going on and things and just about anything else weird that you came up with. They knew what you meant. But then again, you go around America, it's like you're talking a strange language to all these religious people.
Absolutely. the last trip I took was to Honduras, and I was given the opportunity and the honor to share there on that Sunday morning church which is where all the other, you know, smaller churches come together, and they all come together on their, you know, on the same place. And I ministered to all of them, and those people were so hungry for the revelation that I was sharing with them. And they were just writing things down. They were just, I mean, you could tell that it was getting there and there. Unfortunately, it's not the same here in America, and probably in the other Western countries. You share some things that are deep, you know, that have a lot of meat on it, and it's revelation that they may not have heard before, and they reject it. The reason they reject it, I believe, is because their spirits have not been trained, okay? They have not been trained in the discerning of good and evil. They have not been eating meat. They have been eating milk, drinking milk, and bad milk at that, and sour milk, and so they are not really able to digest, to you know, to receive the nourishment and the revelation that comes when you try to give them a little more. The same goes with spiritual authority. The same, I could tell the same thing about spiritual warfare. They simply don't know how to engage the enemy in a spiritual fight because they have never done that. They wouldn't know how to cast a demon out of someone. They wouldn't know how to confront a spiritual darkness, a spiritual wickedness that comes against them. They don't know how to defend themselves, how to defend their family, how to defend their loved ones, their property. So we are at a point right now where I think this is so important for the people of the Lord to know how to defend themselves, to be trained spiritually, to be trained in the art of intercessory prayer, in the art of warfare, because we are going to be a part of this. This next battle that is going to take place on this planet is going to be the last battle between the powers of darkness and the powers of light. And it's going to involve all of us. No one is going to be able to stay out of this. The last time the powers of darkness engaged the powers of light, hell broke loose on the earth. And it is about to happen again. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but it is very close. These people, what they have in mind, the elite, the powers that be, however you want to call them, they're going for broke in this one. They're going to come against the Lord and his army with everything they got. Not long ago, I was given a vision, and I put it out in our website, and I didn't understand what it was all about. But the word I was given was it was a Death Star. And I thought it was talking about the destroyer. But I was in this room with all of these men, and they looked like scientists and, you know, people of great wealth, and they were talking about this Death Star, and the man that had the document, he was passing it around, and I got to look into the document, and I saw a page that, or a chapter that said Death Star and a few other technical things, and I posted all that on our website. I had no idea what that meant, but at first I thought it was the destroyer. But the technical wording that I read there, it was not that. It was something else. And that bothered me, and I had no clue. And then people started sending me articles on websites, and there is such a thing called a Death Star weapon. And I don't know how it works. I don't know what it is. But I think it came out in one of the movies, and the Star Wars. My son told me, hey, Dad, that came out in one of the movies. So I believe these people have weapons that we have never seen, we have never even imagined, and they're going to use every single one of them against the Lord himself and against his anointed ones and his angels. And so this thing that is coming is going to be so far out there, so high-tech, it's going to be so much sci-fi that people just don't understand. They have never really had to tackle a demonic spirit. If they have not been able to handle a demonic spirit, how are they going to come against this sort of things when the Nephilims begin to manifest, when fallen angels begin to do their thing, when all these fallen angels are going to begin to be released from the Euphrates, like the book of Revelation tells us about? What is going to happen when the bottomless pit is opened and Apollyon comes out of there? Not only him, but all these hordes of demons that are bound there in chains, like the epistles of Peter tells us, they're bound in chains of darkness. The Lord bound them, but they're going to be released. So anyway, the people need to understand these things and be prepared for them, because they are upon us. They are basically around the corner. So I want to encourage everyone to reach higher, get close to the Lord, learn as much as you can in spiritual warfare, and get ready for battle, because we are about to engage the enemy, or the enemy is about to engage us.
If I may add to that.
Go ahead, man.
Everything that you see in, like, the movies, like the Death Star and Star Wars, it already exists in secret projects. And they're leaking information. Somebody out there is trying to warn people. Somebody is sending messages to other people. So, yes, this stuff already exists, as fantastic as it may seem. And, yes, they will use it against the Lord's people.
You know, it occurs to me that we are already, just as you said, Randy, we are already seeing some of those things manifest. We just don't know that that is what they are. For instance, you talk about a Death Star, Augusto. I've actually heard of something called a scalar weapon. Scalar weapon is in the atmosphere, the outer space, that actually shoots down toward the Earth. It could be something like that. But the point is that I think we are starting to see things like this already manifest, but many people do not understand that they are part of this bigger plan, this bigger picture that you call that the elites have outlined, Augusto. But, you know, it is interesting to me that we are talking about these things before those things actually really break loose, because that's how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit wants to warn the body of Christ that this is what's happening and that we should be prepared. So along with that, you know, he gives us dreams, he gives us visions, he gives us words. And Augusto, one of the reasons, and thank you so much for suggesting that we get together and have this program, that was your idea. And one of the things that you wanted to talk about was something that God showed you about the portals or the gates of hell actually beginning to open. And Larry can vouch because he lives by a couple of them. So he sees crazy. If you've looked on my website or you look on Larry's website, you can actually see some of those things that have come out of the portals by where Larry lives. But Augusto, you wanted to talk about those portals opening. So go right ahead. Did you have a vision or something that God showed you about what's about to happen with the portals opening?
Well, I have been following the before the December 21st, 2012 event came by, I had been following that very closely, and a lot of people did not understand what went down on December 21st, 2012. But it was not the end of the world. It was not anything like that. And so when that date came and went, most people said, it was a non-event. Nothing happened. But that is not so. The whole time, that event, what that signifies is the beginning of the opening of portals, the welcoming back of Quetzalcoatl, Nimrod, Apollyon, Kukulkan, the same entity, which is coming back to this earth, and he's been eagerly awaited to usher this world, those that are waiting for him, to the new world order, after the order of Atlantis. Yes, Atlantis did exist. For
Absolutely.
Those people that are listening tonight, maybe you've never heard of this, but Atlantis did exist. And, there is a lot written about Atlantis in the book. If you can get this book, I suggest you get it. It's called Atlantis, the Antediluvian World by Ignatius Donnelly. And it talks about there how Atlantis did exist, how it was destroyed by the Most High, how that whole the world that existed back then was divided into 10 regions, how they had the most incredible technology available to them. They had all kinds of portals and gateways and all kinds of pyramids and energies and all kinds of incredible things. And the Lord destroyed it. And so when we look in the book of Genesis, you read there in the chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, that the earth was empty. And I'm not going to get deep into that because that would take a long time. And I am interested in hearing what these other brethren have to say. But the word tohu bohu, basically, if you research that, it has to do with the word, it means literally confusion. It means empty. It means darkness. It means without a form. It means void. It means waste, wilderness. All these things, the earth was in that condition. Okay, and then there's another word there that talks about the darkness, the shoshek, and that means exactly the same things. It means destruction or death. It means sorrow, wickedness. It means night, misery, darkness, obscurity. So the world was in a very bad condition. So we read there, and we see that the Lord created the heavens and the earth, but did the Lord Almighty create the world in that condition, you see? So we need to understand that, no, the Almighty did not create the world in that condition. He is a perfect God, and he's not going to create a world in that sort of condition. Then he began to bring order into this world. He began to speak, and he began to separate the darkness, okay, from the light. And so there began the restoration of planet Earth. He began to create life as we know it today. Okay, he began to create the animal life we know today. He began to create the human life we know today. But before then, there was a different animal life on this earth. There was a different life that existed on this earth that was destroyed. So the earth is much older than people realize. And I'm no expert on this subject, but I just want to say that the earth is much older than people realize. Something happened before then. There was a war, there was a battle, a galactic war between the Lord and his angels and the devil and his angels. And it took place right here on planet Earth and in the galaxy, in our solar system. So this is why we see things that we just don't understand. This is why there are things that are here that we just don't know where they came from. We see pyramids. We see all kinds of instruments here on this earth. Where did they come from? We see all kinds of artifacts and, archaeologists that have found all these sophisticated artifacts and, paraphernalia that definitely was not created by our civilization. And they are very, very, very old. They have been here for a long, long, long time. So who did this? Who created these things? And who were they? And, how come that many, many times we are told that the earth is only 6,000 years old? We, as a human species, are 6,000 years old, okay? Our animal life, okay, the creation of animal life on this world is 6,000, approximately, years old. But this world is much older than that, and this is what happened that during the destruction of Atlantis. So these portals still exist today, okay? They just have not been activated, but they are about to be activated, or they are being activated already. There have been all kinds of different reports of the pyramids emitting these strange lights coming out of them, and there are reports of portals appearing in the Gulf of Aden a few years ago, and many of these things are beginning to happen, and so This is where all this comes from, in case that someone is listening out there and they are just perplexed and they're saying, no, that's not of God, blah, 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 you know. These things are real. These things are in the Bible, okay? Jesus.
Augusto, are you trying to tell us that the world is not necessarily as we see it? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Well, the world is not as we see it in that respect, that it's not. The world itself, okay, it's not as young as people think it is. This world has been here for a long, long time. Now, again, our species, yes, it's young, it's new. It has been here for a very short time, 6,000 years, you know, plus or minus. Same with animal life. There seems to be a very complex or very mysterious change that took place from the age of the dinosaurs, and we know dinosaurs existed, right? I mean, we see the skeletons everywhere, the bones and all these different things and the museum. So we know they existed. There's no doubt about that. There's no one that will refute that. So where did they come from? And what happened to all those ancient creatures? Okay? Why did they disappear? And all of a sudden, it seems like the curtain came down, and then the curtain came up again, and here's a brand new species. A brand new species of animal life, a brand new species of human beings. All those ancient skeletons that have been found, the Neanderthal man and the caveman and all these different bones and you know, that have been found in different parts of the world, where did they come from? You see? So who were these creatures? And so we need to open our minds. The believers out there need to open their minds and understand that there are things that happened that we just don't know about. The Bible doesn't go into detail about these things. It basically starts fresh with the creation of man. It doesn't go into details as far as what happened before. There are a couple of scriptures that throws maybe some light on it, gives us a clue. One is Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 17. It talks about the fall of Lucifer. And people can read that at their leisure. And then the other one is Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23 and 28. I will read this one because it is very interesting. It says, "And I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. And the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled. And all the hills moved to and fro. And I beheld, and lo, there was no man. And all the birds of the heavens were fled. And I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. For thus has the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens shall both be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and I will not relent, neither will I turn back from it." Well, that scripture in Jeremiah 4, 23 to 28 sounds a whole lot like Genesis 1 and 2. So is this event referring to that event that happened prior to Genesis 1 and 2, or is this referring to a future event? The scripture is very vague as far as that's concerned. But the fact is that this type of things have happened before, and it's going to happen again. Jesus himself, Yeshua HaMashiach, said that if those days were not shortened, no life will be left alive on the planet.
And I think this is really, really important, Randy, because just what Augusto just said, what he basically said is that we are going to be confronted, I think, with those truths, with what he just talked about. See, we live a life, audience, where the world is, we've been told the world is a certain way. And, you know, we're told this in the pews of the churches that we sit in. We're told this by the media that we listen to. We're told, but, you know, the Bible says that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he will do signs and wonders, and he will mystify people, that even the very elect could be deceived. So, Randy, is this what Augusto was alluding to, that those things that had happened in the past, that they are about ready to come forth so that we will be confronted once again with this amazing technology and these things that that the enemy would like to tickle our ears with? What do you think?
Well, first of all, Augusto, you're batting 1,000%. You're right on the money in that regard. And the ancient technology is here right now. As Solomon once said, there's nothing new under the sun. When we look up and see things that we call UFOs or flying saucers, these are the ships of fallen angels, because they are masters of the air.
Well, Larry,
anything else you'd like me to say there? And incidentally, the UFOs are very, very old. I mean, the ones that I know of that have been found, there's been instruments found out of things that date back on our geologic dating scale to 10 million BC.
Well, you know, Larry, there are people that listen to you on the radio. They don't really know the kind of things that you've seen. You know, but before I go there, Augusta, you mentioned Quetzalcoatl, and you mentioned a couple of the other gods that were supposed to happen, come out during December 31st. What exactly is Quetzalcoatl? What shape is it for our ancestors that benefit?
Well, according to the Mayan legends, Quetzalcoatl is a feathered serpent. And
feathered serpent.
And it's like a snake, a gigantic snake with feathers on it. And it's supposed to be returning at the end of the Mayan calendar. That is what all this December 21st, 2012 was all about. It was supposed to represent the end of the Mayan calendar, where they were told that at the end of that calendar and the beginning of the new one, Quetzalcoatl would return and would restore all things to their proper order. And this ties into the Illuminati version of it, which is basically, you know, a new world order or a new order of the ages. It's in our dollar bill. It's in the, it's all over Washington, D.C. I mean, this mysticism is all over our government. And that's another thing people do not understand, that our government is, yes, it has some Christian roots in it, but it also has tremendous pagan roots in it. And they both run parallel throughout the history of this nation. And just go to Washington, D.C., and you're going to look around and see the Washington Monument. It's an obelisk, you know, which is a representation. That's a phallic symbol of Nimrod. And all these things, you know, Diana, you know, the Columbia, which is the District of Columbia, all these names. And the Statue of Liberty, you know, and Hermes and Mercury and Zeus and all these pictures and drawings and paintings inside the Congress and inside the buildings that have been built there. All these things do not represent a Christian culture. It represents a pagan culture. So we are basically seeing a culture that is deeply involved in paganism, in the cultic, in the mysteries of Babylon, which is tied together with what is going on also in the Vatican, by the way. And you go to the Vatican, and you're going to see also there a huge obelisk outside in front of St. Peter's Basilica. So we are seeing these things. People don't understand how wicked, how evil these entities are and the plans they have for the human race. And so we need to understand that we are dealing with supernatural powers, with a dimension here that is very, very, very wise, very, very cunning, very strong. And it starts with Quetzalcoatl. That is who is coming. Now, for some reason, they're having a problem, ushering him in. And I don't understand it yet, what is going on. But,
I can tell you.
Okay. And that's why I wanted Randy to be on the show tonight, because I know the Lord has shown him some things. But there is something hindering him yet. And, things are not going as smooth as these people were expecting. We're seeing that in Syria. We're seeing that in some other areas. Things are not going as smooth as they wanted it to be. So maybe the Lord is delaying this thing. Could be. But we are definitely in that time period where these things are going to begin to happen.
Well, I want to go to Randy just one second, but I want to bring out a point. You know, the 21st of December was never about the ending of something. It was about the beginning of what the Mayans called the 13th wave, a new age of enlightenment. And again, now this is not Dan speak. This is what they think. But again, it sure sounds a lot like the New World Order. It sounds like this ushering into this time of a new age, and that was their purposes. They were pushing toward this event and this change in the world. Now, why I asked you about Quetzalcoatl is because, Larry, Larry, you got to chime in here. You know, Larry Taylor lives within a stone's throw of a portal, and God has put Larry there for his purposes, for God's purposes, to be a watchman over that portal, keep them in line. And Larry has a distinct privilege, I guess you could call it, of seeing things that regular people just don't see. They don't see these things coming out of portals. Now, Larry, is this my imagination, or did you just take another picture? It's on your website, and I put it on my website. You just took another picture of something coming out of that portal, did you not?
Yeah, I took another one, and it, oddly enough, it resembles a snake a little bit again. Something I wanted to bring up, though, and I wanted to say to Augusto, something came to mind while he was talking. He's talking about Quetzalcoatl, talking about a feathered serpent. And, you know, when our natural mind, when we think about something like a feathered serpent, that don't even make sense. I mean, that's like two negatives almost. A serpent couldn't have feathers. I mean, but, you know, you begin to think about the word, Augusto, the word talks about feathers. It talks about wings. Psalms 91 emphasizes some of that. So, you know, just a thought came to mind that maybe the feathered serpent, from their angle, would be one of great authority coming through that maybe could protect them from he who's coming, who we know who that is. However, at the same time, when God uses, you know, feathers and wings, you know, in his word, it's descriptive of covering and protection and et cetera. What do you think?
Well, if
yeah,
I may, Quetzalcoatl is the ruler of what's called the serpent race. And these things are shaped like serpents. They're profoundly evil. If you looked at them, you would swear that they're a dinosaur walking upright. And they're being seen a lot on the earth right now by people who are having UFO-related experiences, seeing these reptilian-type creatures come out. They're called the reptiloids by some people. They have come through a gate. The gates are opening to allow some things through, but the big mass migration that we're going to see hasn't started yet. And it hasn't started for a reason. And this is something the Lord has told me for like 30 years. Because he kept telling this to me, and I said, okay, Lord, okay, I understand, I got it. And, you know, it's kind of fallen into a place where I'm really seeing it now. It takes on a whole different meaning. And what the Lord has told me is, they can't do nothing until I release them to do it. And then watch and see what I'm going to do. And I think that's an extremely important point. It proves without doubt who's in charge.
Amen.
And people have to understand that he's really in charge. Now, God will allow the evil to come upon the world as part of his judgment upon the wicked. If you bear the seal of the Lord, they will not bother you. You will be invisible to them. And the Lord will gather his people together in places of refuge and safety he's already prepared. My wife and I were sent here to where we live in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado to prepare this area as a place of safety and refuge. Now, get my words here. He said, prepare it as a place of safety and refuge for those people whom I will call out of the destruction of America, which means they're going to have to go through that destruction, and they will be shielded supernaturally. Now, I think that's an extremely important point. And unless you've dealt with that in your life, unless you've had the kind of experience where you can look at it and go, I wouldn't have made that if the Lord wasn't there to shield me, there's no perspective of understanding it. Fortunately, I've been through a lot of those. And I'm sure the rest of you have as well.
Well, there is something that I would like to throw in here, because now we're getting into the meat of the topic that we're covering tonight. There appeared a message in one of the mountains, like a Kabbalist message in a strange tongue. And Larry, you and I have talked about this maybe in a year or a couple of years ago. And he, basically the message read that the dragon was going to give birth. Okay, this was given as a sign in March 31st in 2003. Okay, he says in 9 years, and that's in 2012. Okay, it says the dragon will give birth. Okay, will give birth violently. Okay, and then it goes on to give a couple of warnings about this. And the natives there, you know, believe that he was referring to a volcano, maybe Popocatépetl or Citlaltépetl or another big, you know, mountain like Yellowstone or Vesuvius. But they definitely believe that this was related to a volcano that was going to erupt violently around this time, and that he was going to give birth to, you know. I should really say it's the dragon was going to give birth suddenly and powerfully, and then there was another strange signs there written, and it was interpreted in Hebrew that it had the symbol latz, the symbol la'a, another symbol called yilud. Another tet, so in Hebrew it would read tet yilud la lots, and basically this is what it means, that the dragon would give birth on December of 2012, and it goes on to give some warnings, like it basically is telling the people pay attention, and it talks about a crater. He talks about the dragon will give birth through that crater. He talks about eyes. He talks about the sting of a scorpion or torment. He talks about a doorway. He talks about a hand. So they're very, very strange symbols that were drawn or written in this mountain, and it was referring to the arrival of Quetzalcoatl, and it was going to begin to happen through the eruption of a volcano, a big one, and those were the names mentioned. So now you remember we talked about this, Larry.
Oh, absolutely. A matter of fact, I got some recent YouTubes from Daniel. Was that the Mexico City volcano, Daniel, that there's continually seems to be some type of craft going into?
Yeah, it's that. What, Augusto, what's that P name?
I can't pronounce it. I can't pronounce it like Augusto can. He's good at it.
He's good.
Well,
at it. But yeah,
just remember, Popo, just say Popo, and then Catepetel.
Popocatépetl. Okay. Yeah. My Oklahomans don't do that well.
I don't either.
There had been, and I think Augusto brought it to our attention in the first place, a cigar-shaped UFO going into that volcano, and it had CCTV, a camera, a government camera, that sits on it to monitor it, and we saw last year a cigar-shaped UFO go into that volcano, but just last week, another UFO, I don't know if I sent you that link, another UFO, a round one this time, also went into it. So something is going on with that volcano in particular, and I didn't know the background that you're talking about right now, Augusto, so it certainly sounds like there is something definitely going on. And Larry, you guys have spoke about this very same thing, not UFOs, but about what will happen when that volcano goes off?
I can interject a point.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Randy. One of the things the Lord has shown me, and when he shows me things, it's in great detail. Sometimes it takes me days to weeks to sort out the detail. Anyway, The eruption of Popo, and I just call it Popocatépetl, is the warning sign for the entire western part of the United States. That eruption will go along with an 8-plus magnitude quake that will hit in the Mexico City area, and it will decimate Mexico City. From that, there will be a pushed migration of millions of people heading north, trying to get to what they perceive in safety in the southern part of the United States, as far north as they can go. It will be millions upon millions of people trying to get out of the way of this erupting volcano, because it will be big. Second, that will help set up the stresses that leads to what I call the Great West Coast Earthquake. And this is a magnitude 10 to 10.5 that will strike the San Andreas Fault in an area from Palm Springs to Palmdale. When it hits, that area will shear off and move suddenly 2 miles to the west. Their transport to the west will probably take no more than about 30 seconds. So I think you can imagine the destruction, the loss of life, and the disease that will spring out, and everything that will come from that. The shockwave from that event will travel as much as 2,000 miles in every direction. It will lead to the eruption of the Mammoth Volcano. It will lead to the eruption of most of the Cascade Volcanoes. You go through Northern California and Oregon and up there, it will lead to the eruption of those volcanoes. Some of the energy will go into what's called the Intermountain Seismic Thrust Belt. That thrust belt passes just south of Las Vegas through Boulder Dam. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay, I hit a button. It goes south of Boulder Dam. It will lead to the complete destruction of Boulder Dam. It then turns and goes north up through St. George, Utah, Fillmore, Utah, Provo, Utah, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and so on, and they will experience magnitude quakes as this magnitude 8 quakes as this pressure wave goes through. And it will dump itself, all that energy will be dumped into Yellowstone, which will then experience a massive eruption of a supervolcano. Now, additionally, what the Lord showed me is that 2 to 4 days later, the United States will be hit by a sneak attack, a nuclear sneak attack, from Russia and China and North Korea. So it will be devastating. It's also going to be incredibly interesting. I know people who've had dreams of the missiles coming over from Russia, entering that massive cloud of ejecta from Yellowstone and disintegrating.
Hmm.
And they're not set to go off until they're just before they reach their target. That's when they trigger all the mechanisms and everything becomes active. So if it goes through that cloud and is ripped apart, no bombs. They won't be able to get aircraft through. The only thing they could possibly do is launch selective missile strikes from submarines. And we now have both Russian and Chinese submarines setting off the West Coast waiting for orders.
Well, that's nothing new, Randy.
I'm sorry?
I said that's nothing new. When I was in, I got to be careful here, but when I was in the Air Force, I was in SAC, and that was something that we knew about even then. And as far as the missiles that you're talking about go, those are air burst missiles, nuclear weapons designed to go off, at least those kind of nuclear weapons, designed to go off in the atmosphere in order to
EMP, right?
Sear everything that, they need that because the thing that they do is they, in order for them to cause as much destruction as they want, they have to go off high in the atmosphere. And if what you're saying is true, they get caught up before they actually detonate in the atmosphere by this ash cloud and such. That's just my two cents worth. You know, Larry, I actually read that, Randy, on your website, your vision, your word, and I think I listened to a couple of your YouTube videos. By the way, before I go any further, I wanted to do this earlier and I didn't. Randy, can you give out your website information and your YouTube information for the listeners?
Certainly can. My blog site is www.randyhecker. Last name is H-E-C-K-E-R. That's one word. .wordpress, one word, .com. My
okay.
YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/user/spiritfire100. One word.
Great. And, you know, I encourage listeners to go there.
Also type in Randy Hecker.
And, Augusto, while we're doing this, can you give out your website? I'm sure listeners know where you're at, but go ahead and give out your website for listeners, please.
Sure. It's www.theappearance.com, just like that. And we have all the stuff there posted. And so we invite the people to take a look.
Yeah, there's great stuff on there, folks. There's lessons. There's visions. There's dreams. There's all kinds of great stuff on Augusto's site, and we encourage you to go there. Larry, do me a favor and get out your blog site for the listeners.
Yeah, it's real easy. LarryWTaylor.org. It's simply LarryWTaylor.org.
.org. And, of course, my website is DanielHoldings.com, and there's a Larry's Corner there, too, in case you want to see some stuff that may or may not get posted on his site. You know, the thing that strikes me, Larry, I started to say before that little commercial, that listening to Randy and reading, I don't know if you had a chance to read that stuff, but didn't some author just write something like that earthquake just not too long ago in a book?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Refresh my memory.
Well, actually, I'm being facetious. It was in Randy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean that Daniel Holdings character?
Yeah, Daniel Holdings character. Randy.
Oh, yeah, he did.
It was amazing to me when I read that, because part, and then I'm not giving the book away because there's all kinds of stuff that happens in that book, but in As the Darkness Falls, a lot of what you just talked about happens in that book. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why God does this. When he gives me something to write, it's a fictional book, and it ends up, you know, not being so fictional. So folks, just so you know, there's this confirmation there of what Randy just told you. I mean, the Holy Spirit's not just telling him. The Holy Spirit is telling other people as well, even in the form of fiction. But, you know, Augusto, it occurs to me that Dmitry Dudeman also saw nuclear weapons raining down on the United States. And if I remember correctly, did you not also have a vision or hear something about nuclear war coming to the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. I have seen several visions where, in different kinds. I saw two missiles hit the Pentagon just this last year, and that was very vivid. It was very, very vivid, very real to me. I saw one hit the Pentagon. It was destroyed partially, and I thought it was going to be able to be, you know, rebuilt, but then the second one hit it, and he totally wiped it out. I heard the Lord one time tell me with his voice, the voice of the Lord, that there was going to be a nuclear attack on the United States. I have also been shown terrorist attacks, multiple terrorist attacks at the same time happening while many of these things are taking place. I really do believe that it's going to be one of those things that's going to be like dominoes. When it begins, it's going to just lead to another thing and another thing. And, you know, when these cataclysmic events happen, it's going to lead to nuclear war. It's going to lead to terrorist attacks. It's going to lead to the destruction of our economic system. It's going to be one of those situations that is going to be horrific. And so we are right now on the threshold of that happening. The question everybody wants to know is, when will it happen? And that is the answer that no one can give, because only the Lord knows. Now, I know that we are in the season, that these things are going to begin to happen. As to when exactly, I have not been shown, but I know we are in the threshold. Within the next year and a half, I would say, within the next year and a half, we are going to see a lot of these things begin to happen, or maybe all of them happen. You know, there seems to be, like I said before, there seems to be a divine delay that is not allowing these things to happen yet. And I am pretty sure that it has to do, number one, with the prayers of God's people. The Amen. Prayer of a righteous man avails much. And I know that there's many people out there that are even listening to this program that are prayer warriors, and they have been praying, asking the Lord for a little more time. Just give us a little more time, Lord, to prepare, to get things ready. Give us a little more time to win a few more souls. Give us a little more time to do what we need to do, you know, to be prepared. And, I mean, I just baptized a man just this last week here in the Suwannee River. So, you know, people are getting saved. So I understand perfectly that is part of what's going on. The other thing that is going on is that for some reason the Lord still does not has not released them to do what they are wanting to do. And so there seems to be a lot of confusion right now. People, I mean, even in believers, that there are many people that are confused because they have heard the warnings from the man of God. They have heard the trumpet sound, and they're basically saying, well, nothing is happening yet. I mean, little things are happening. Yeah, there have been F5 tornadoes a mile and a half wide and another one 2 miles and a half, the one in Reno.
That's just a little thing, huh, Larry? That's just a little thing.
You know, they said that tornado, they're now saying that tornado there in Oklahoma City region the other day was almost 3 miles. It was like 2.6 or 7 miles wide. It was the largest known in history is what they're saying. And boy, that it's an attention getter, and people better begin to listen.
If I may inject a point. I used to belong to the National Disaster Medical Service as a paramedic out of New Mexico. And at one of the training sessions we have, some guy from the government said, there'll never be a tornado big enough that it involves a national response. About 5 weeks later was that huge one that jumped over the B-1B bombers sitting there in Omaha, jumped over them on the runway loaded with nuclear weapons, missed them completely. It involves response from 5 states.
Hmm.
So when I hear people say, isn't going to happen, it's coming.
Well, you know, it's funny because things really, really do seem to be ramping up. And I want to go back to something that I opened the show with. This guy, Chuck Pierce, and I want to say that I've never followed Chuck Pierce. I'd never heard of him before. And you guys know, those people that know me know I'm not a real churchy, and I don't really follow, you know, the next greatest speaker. It's just not my thing. I believe that the believer needs to have his nose in the Word and dissecting the Word so he's eating meat. But as far as getting your ears tickled, it's not really one of my things. Not that Chuck Pierce tickles ears, but my point is that it's not somebody that I knew and I followed. When I heard this, it was a conference in Pasadena, California, as I said at the beginning, in January of 2010. And what Chuck Pierce was talking, this was a prophecy conference, and he was talking about, now remember, this was in January of 2010. He was, what they do at his ministry is every December 31st, they come together, and I think his ministry is out of Tennessee someplace. And what they do is they come together for an annual meeting, and they pray in the new year on December 31st. Oftentimes, God gives them a word. And so at this conference a couple weeks later, Chuck was talking about this word that was given to them at this conference. And what he said in that word, what the Holy Spirit said in that word, was that he was going to begin to shake nations. Well, actually, it started out with, "Behold, for the highways are going to begin to buckle now." Now, that word, that conference happened just after Haiti, and he mentioned Haiti on this discussion, but in this conference. But he did not know that right after that, Japan would be hit with an earthquake and a tsunami. He did not know that Chile would be hit with an earthquake that would knock the earth off its axis. He did not know that New Zealand would be hit with an earthquake. And in addition to that, he said, the Holy Spirit said in that same word, was that God was going to begin to start shaking nations. That was in January 2010. The Arab Spring did not happen yet, and there hadn't been any rioting across the world. But when you look at those things that have happened in retrospect in June of 2013, you see indeed that those things have happened. There have been earthquakes like never before. There have been volcanoes like never before. There have been countries that have been changed overnight, not for the better, mind you. There have been shifts in the world like we have never seen. So I don't know why God has kept the enemy from releasing the dragon or the Antichrist or whatever the case may be, but little by little things are happening. And for the believer that says, you know, it's the same way, sorry, it's always been, no, it is not the same. As Larry likes to say, we left normal a long time ago.
Yeah, we really did.
Here's the point that I want to make. One of the things that that Chuck Pierce said toward the end of that discussion, and he said some amazing, folks, that's why I'm telling you, you got to go to my website, you got to listen to this. I don't think you can find it anywhere else on the internet, you can find it there. But he said, and you judge for yourself, listen to it and see those. If what I'm not telling you is true, the things that he said in that prophecy are coming true or have come true. But one of the things that he said toward the end of that talk is he says, you know, he said, God is going to start changing the atmosphere. Now, if you use Dan's vernacular, you know, Larry, it would be this dimension. God is going to start changing things in this dimension. That's the way I talk anyway. But he said, I get the feeling, excuse me, he said, I get the feeling that it's going to be in about 3.5 years. Now, guys, you know, math is not really my strong suit, but that's about now. And
yeah,
if everything else that he has said has come true, I have to look to this time that we are coming into right now, that God is about to shake the world like he's never shaken it before. And I don't know if it's this earthquake that you're talking about, Randy, Augusto, I don't know if it's those other things that you've seen. Larry, I don't know if it's because of these things that are coming out of the portals where you live and other portals, but I am telling you, audience, you need to pay attention because this is different. The world is about to shake like it's never shaken before. And we as believers, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but we as believers need to be on our face and we need to be listening to the Holy Spirit like we've never listened to before. Because what is about to come upon the world will make men's hearts fail for fear. Excuse me. I'm not talking, okay, we have some practical things that are happening. If you've not been keeping up with the collapse of the economy, you really should because it's right around the corner. But that's not what I think God's talking about. There are things in the spiritual realm, if you will. Excuse me. There are things in the spiritual realm, if you will, that are happening And I think it all has to do, and to tie this back to something else that I read at the beginning, with the restrainer that Steve Quayle was talking about. Now, Randy and Augusto, could it be that the enemy has not been able to do those things that they want, that he wanted to do, because the restrainer is still in place?
Yes.
But in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the restrainer being removed. Are we about ready to see the restrainer removed? Augusto, what do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I had it on mute. I didn't know whether it was on or off. But, yeah, I do believe it is about to take, something is about to be released, and something is about to take place. A few years ago, I had a very powerful experience with the Lord where he took me. He took me to heaven and to the throne room, and he basically had a book on his lap. And it was a very, very shaken. It shook me, that experience. And to this day, it shakes me every time I think about it. And basically, all I want to say tonight about that is that he showed me an event that was going to happen in the future. And all he showed me was how he titled it. It was called The End of Times. And after that happened, there was no more, nothing else. There was nothing written on the page of that book. And the more I prayed about that event, the more I sought the Lord about it, the more I believe that it has to do with an event that is going to change the era, the space-time continuum. It's going to change the way we see reality, the way we are. You know, we are in a three-dimensional world, and Albert Einstein proved that there are multi-dimensions, and he proved the fourth dimension, which is the dimension of time and space. And, of course, we know in the spiritual realm there is no time, and that is the power and the beauty of being in the spirit, where you're able to pray into the atmosphere in the spirit realm, and you can transcend geographical boundaries, and you can transcend even time boundaries. You can go into the past, and you can go into the future, and you know, capture things that happened in the past, revelation, knowledge, and go into the future, and also glean from there. So, you know, in the spiritual dimension, there is no time, and something is going to happen very, very soon. That is going to catapult us into a time where it's going to be the end of times, really. The end of time as we know it is going to be something very strange for us. A reality mingled with, subreal stuff. Demonic entities basically being manifested in the natural realm. And something's going to happen to human beings as well, those of us that are the sons of the Most High God. I like to call it the manifestation of the sons of God. And he's also shown me some of that. And I don't know what is going to trigger it. Maybe it could be a solar flare. There have been a lot of people writing about these things. I was just reading an article by this Dr. Atkins, and he was talking about some of these things that are going on, you know, the how the grids are collapsing in parts of the world, like in Kenya. You know, there is an increased activity in the electron belt around the Earth, you know, this last several days. There, he talks about a lot of strange stuff that is happening, several X-class solar flares happening in a matter of a few days. That has never happened before. There is a large hole in the corona of the sun that is shifting towards Earth, is moving towards the Earth. Many people now are seeing a solar flare is going to hit the Earth maybe this year. And the remote viewers, of course, you know, for those of the people out there that believe in that, you know, and I'm not saying I believe in everything that they say, but it is very interesting. They also are saying that there's going to be a solar flare this year.
or next year. And so we are seeing these things happen. Can a solar flare of that magnitude disrupt the grids on the Earth, the electromagnetic fields? Could it destroy the, if you will, the veil between the this realm and the supernatural realm and other realms? Could maybe that cause a flip or the Earth to undergo a minor polar shift that may cause a rip in the space-time continuum? I don't know. It could be all of the above. It could be one of those things. But I do believe we are very, very close to something like this happening, because that is exactly what the Apostle John saw in the island of Patmos when the sixth seal was opened. He saw something that happened in the heavens, and it rolled up like a scroll, okay? So I don't believe that was a nuclear blast. Some people think, they say that was a nuclear bomb. I don't think so. That was much, much bigger than a nuclear blast. It's something that covered the whole heavens, and it seemed like the whole heavens departed. They were shifted. So what was it that happened? I cannot say for sure. But, yes, we are on the verge of something of that magnitude happening, which is what I believe is going to allow these people to open the portals, and it's going to open the portals, and it's going to begin to allow many of these entities to come into our realm, and it's going to be literally hell on earth when this happens.
Well, you know, Daniel, let me bring something up here, Daniel.
Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to share with Augusto, too, one thing that he left out and that you and I've talked about just for a moment is this very extraordinary, in the last few days, the planet Earth has been hit with a shockwave, a planetary shockwave, they called it, which buffeted our magnetic fields and really hit the matter of fact, it's been a long time since I've seen a KP6 planetary scale, the scale index, as a 6, because that's a red alert. And what's so telling, Augusto, is space weather, they noted that this interplanetary shockwave that hit the planet lasted about 48 hours. The source was unknown. Now, Daniel and I talked about that shortly, and we talked how that, you know, as much stuff as they've got monitoring the sun, and they did not say this was from the sun, even though the sun is just really showing weird stuff lately. But, you know, we've reached a level of extraordinary events around us in the cosmos even that there are no explanations. There are no scientific explanations for them. And one thing, let me add, and I'll shut up. I want to jump back real quick to this massive tornado that hit Oklahoma City, because I was watching Oklahoma City critically, because I was supposed to have some visitors, and Lynn Marzulli and Rick Shaw were flying into Oklahoma City the very day that massive tornado hit Oklahoma City. Matter of fact, Rick sent me an email and said everything was so chaotic on the airplane he was on when they finally got it down out of the air, he wasn't sure he was even in Oklahoma. He didn't know where he was. But I was monitoring this real close, and these three things happened, Augusto, and you might, you know, share if you feel something about this, but these three events happened in a 24-hour time period of them landing in Oklahoma City, and this has got nothing to do with them. That was just basically why I was watching events in Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma City experienced this massive, massive, I guess you could say, eruption of tornadoes, and that massive big one, plus a 2.9 magnitude earthquake also hit around Midwest City, which is Oklahoma City Metro, and also a massive sinkhole. And I know people have seen some of this from D. Rose blog and others. All of those three events in a same 24-hour period, to me, that is bizarre.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this
really.
This thing that you're referring to, Larry, is a wave. These waves, according to this man, to the Dr. Atkins, waves, according to him, anyways, seem to be coming from the sun, and there is a hole that he refers to, a coronal hole
that I'm going to send you a picture right now over the emails to all you guys so you can look at it. He says this is the hole that is turning towards the earth, to face the earth. And he was referring, you know, he gave a timeline until January the 2nd, but, you know, he missed it there. But, you know, it's very hard to make a predictions like that. But the fact is this hole, this coronal hole, is very large, and it's moving around to face the earth. So when this thing faces the earth, what is it going to, I mean, if this thing erupts, God only knows what this thing is going to do and how it's going to affect us. So, yeah, I'm going to send this to you right now, but go ahead.
That's great, Augusto. Thank you. And I just want to let you all know we have about 35 minutes before the show ends, so we need to get into the meat of what we needed to talk about today, and it has primarily to do with something that Randy needs to share. But before I go there, Larry, you know, we have had, you and I have had these discussions about, how can I put this, seeing through the veil, these things that are coming through the portal where you live, and your thoughts on why you are able to see them. Can you share just very briefly about that, what it is? What it is that enables you to see some of the things that are coming through when maybe some other people would be missing them, and I think that leads smack dab into where we need to go with Randy. So do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'll just say it this way. Some of the things that I've seen, a lot of things I've seen at night, and I've taken photographs of them, and they're the most bizarre craft I've ever seen yet. They're not natural. The shape is not natural. There's some kind of construction. But then again, there's other things that's been seen. You know, we also talked, remember, about how it's so odd that when you watch the radar of this area, that those systems will come out of Oklahoma City and Tulsa, come across my way, and then, oddly enough, they seem to be pushed away from exactly where I am by some unseen force that it's like it splits them and pushes them south or north of me, and then they go over in Arkansas. It's like they've reached a little barrier of some kind, maybe an energy field. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the answer there. But what I will say is the fact that I have really looked closely at what I'm seeing here, and it appears to me that possibly the portals are an energy or energy field that somehow takes advantage of or causes a tear, some type of tear or a thinning of the veil in certain areas. And now some of the things that I've seen, I'm not really sure which side of the veil they're on. The veil is so thin that it's entirely possible they're on the other. In other words, they are literally in another coexisting dimension, but yet the veil is so thin I can see them. And I can even photograph them on my side, you know. It's bizarre. Was that kind of what you was wanting?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at. And, you know, I believe that it's more than just the fact that Larry's in the right place at the right time to see these things. I believe that this is one of the reasons why God set Larry Taylor on top of this mountain to monitor what's going on here. And the reason that I say that is because the time that we live in, God has his people in place, or is putting his people in place for the end of time. Larry happens to be in a strategic location, and God has given, I believe, him this ability to do that. Now, he's about as down to earth as you can get. He's not a hocus-pocus word kind of guy, although he is probably a little crazy, but that's beside the point. That's the joke. But the fact is that he is able to see and take pictures of things that regular people are not taking pictures of or seeing. And this is important because I think it points exactly at the time that we are living in. When God begins to reveal those things that are hidden by the veil to his people, then we need to pay attention. Because that means, and Augusta, you said it so beautifully earlier, that it was the end of time. If for those of you that have heard me say before that I heard a direct word from the Lord that said time, and this was about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, time is at an end. And he not only said it once, he said it twice for my benefit. When I asked him what it was, he didn't say what that meant, just that time was at an end. So I think all of these things are pointing to the grand finale, those things that are about to come upon the earth. And that leads us right to the feet of Randy Hecker, because Randy, there is an event that you believe, and it's the primary thing that I think Augusto wanted to get into tonight, and we have roughly 30 minutes, actually less than that, because we have to close up in prayer and some stuff. But what I wanted to do is to yield the floor to you in order to talk about Abaddon and the gates of hell opening, these portals opening. So, Randy, can you share with us, with the audience, what it is that you think is about to happen and where it is?
Well, the Lord showed me, but before I get into that, I want to go back a little bit in time here. There was a journalist coming out of World War II by the name of John Keel. He was a war correspondent. And he decided to spend a couple of years going through the Middle East, digging into legends and myths and finding out what was real. And when he was in northern Iraq, he found out about this group called the Brotherhood of the Gatekeepers. And what he found out is that in a series of caverns in northern Iraq, there are three massive gates. Now, these gates are like 35 to 50 feet tall. You would have to have a huge crane to move things. The chains binding them are as big as a man. And the locks on them, I can't even begin to describe the locks. When they're opened, on the other side of them is a portal. And that portal, the one portal that I want to get into, leads to the bottomless pit. The other two lead to the two other hells that are out there. And, of course, there are other things that lead to other places. One of the events that the Lord showed me has to do with these three gates. There will be an 8-plus earthquake in that area. They will cause those caverns to collapse and open the gates up to view. When that happens, the nations of the world will pour out a massive amount of humanitarian relief because it's probably going to kill 200,000 or 300,000 people from the magnitude of the quake. One world leader will go there, quote, for humanitarian reasons. While he's there, he and his party and probably some of the other elites will slip off to where these gates are. They will meet the angel with the key to the bottomless pit. He will open that gate, and the spirit Abaddon, otherwise known as the spirit Antichrist, will be allowed to come through that portal and possess that world leader. That world leader at that point becomes the Antichrist. And once he becomes the Antichrist, that's when things really begin. Because that's when he's going to consolidate worldwide power and start removing the opposition. And once he starts removing the opposition, it's going to be global war using every weapon that man has at his disposal and a few that we don't even know exist that will come from the demonic realms. Because one of the things that Abaddon will do will be to open the gates, all of them, and let everything out. And that's literally when it will be hell on earth. Now, the Lord's people being sealed up by him in the event that is coming, they're apart from that. The Lord takes them to a place of refuge and safety, and all the rest of the stuff fall upon those who have turned their backs on the Lord or who hate the Lord. All those atheists, all those people who believe in Satan, all those people who follow the paganism and the Luciferianism and the Wiccans and all those things, as well as all those Christians who do not know Jesus Christ, will find themselves under the onslaught of demonic powers and principalities they cannot begin to understand. At the same time, we're going to have to deal with the destroyer coming in. An interesting thing is, and I'm sure you know what the destroyer is, that's Planet X, with all of its huge, massive gravitational fields. It's sitting on the other side of the sun right now, standing still. so that when the time comes, the Lord releases it, it can make its travel into the inbound portions of the solar system. And when it gets close to the Earth is going to tumble. It is going to rock and roll. It's going to be like a drunkard going through space. The continents will be torn apart. There will be tidal waves thousands of feet high. Mountains will appear out of valleys, and mountains will be torn down to become valleys. It will be a complete rearrangement of the Earth, and to where everything goes back to the way as it was in the days of Peleg, when the continents were divided, back in Genesis. I asked the Lord when he was showing this to me in my 3 days I spent with him, I said, how can anyone survive this? I mean, I can't see myself surviving this, or my family, or my friends, or anything. How can the brothers and sisters out there survive this? I expected him to say, at least these days be shortened, no flesh shall be saved, but for my elect I shall save them. But that's not what he told me. And what he told me has absolutely continues to floor me every time I think about it, every time I talk about it. He said, during this time, when the destruction is at its worst, my Father will take death from the world. And at that time, he's going to show every person their record in his book of judgment. He's going to show them everything there is about them, and he's going to show them exactly what he thinks of them. But at the same time, those who have been sealed up in the Lord, when their name appears in the book of judgment, they will get to hear the Lord say, Father, this one is mine. And they will see their name disappear from the book of judgment and appear in the Lamb's book of life. And from that, we're a different people. That's primarily what I want to say, because after that, the destruction that falls is, you know, I can't tell you what it's going to be when the Lord doesn't know what God's going to allow him to do at the very end. But it's going to be such, and I'm sure of this, and I've written about this, it will be so totally awesome that every single person who has cried out before the throne of God for vengeance upon their blood will be able to say, my vengeance has been spent. So, awesome things are coming. We have to get ready for them, not only physically, but spiritually. We have to let the Lord into our lives to shape us and reshape us. It is not an easy process, as Augusto has said. It's a long, slow process, but when it's done, we are mighty men and women of God.
And there's a time that's coming upon the earth where darkness,
yes,
both perhaps literal darkness, but I'm speaking primarily of spiritual darkness.
Both.
When the restrainer has been pulled and the bride, the remnant of Christ, is the only light on the earth.
Yes.
And that is us, folks. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
exactly.
What Randy has talked about, what Augusto's talked about, what Larry has talked about, is the need for each and every believer to stop playing church, to stop playing Christianity, to stop playing Christian, to be a disciple. That's what they're talking about, to be a disciple. Now, what's
yes.
the difference? A Christian's a label, right?
Right.
A disciple said, Jesus said to his disciples, follow me. Leave everything you have and follow me. Now, I'm not talking about literally leaving everything you have, but I am talking about leaving everything you have in your heart and following Jesus. Because we have about 20 minutes left in this show. And folks, I know that many times you've listened in to Gusto or Larry or myself, and you've heard some of these things before. And certainly when we get to winding down on a show, we talk about walking closer with God. But you need to understand something, audience. This is not what we are talking about tonight. Is not entertainment's sake. It's not to tickle your ears. It is to cry out a warning from the wall as loud as we can at the top of our lungs that the enemy is coming, that the end of all things is coming. And there have been people throughout history that say, oh, yeah, where's the Lord coming? You've been saying this for years and years and years. Folks, you are seeing the birth pains now. When we talk about wars and rumors of wars, we don't even need to go there. We didn't have time to talk about that today. When we talk about earthquakes in diverse places, which literally means unexpected places, when we talk about famines and pestilence, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the 8791, whatever that is, that new strain of bird flu that's out, that's killed numerous people, and that they are fearing that they know is spread by human contact now, airborne, and that they're fearing that it could cross over the world. We are there, folks. This is the threshold. This is where we are. So when we have a show like this, we're talking about those things that are coming upon the earth that are now, that are here. And so it's very, very important that you pay attention. This is not business as usual. So, Augusto, what would you say to people right now about how, because we talk about preparation, we talk about food stores, we talk about weapons, we talk about a place of safety to run to, we talk about a bug-out bag, we talk about all that stuff, gold and silver, and all that stuff, that's all good. I'm not saying that stuff's bad. But, Augusto, what would you say to those people to prepare for right now? What do they need to do? If they've done all of those things, what can they do right now to prepare?
Well, Randy, Daniel, I believe that this is the time that's spoken of in the Bible where Jesus spoke and said that pray. When you see these things beginning to take place, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth and to stand before the Son of Man. Because
yes,
all these things that I was listening, as Randy Hecker was sharing, these things the Lord has shown me. He's shown me the darkness. There's a great darkness coming. During that time of darkness, everyone is going to be shown exactly where they stand with the Creator. Every single person is going to be shown exactly what is in their hearts. And no one will be able to hide anything from Him. And at that time, it's going to be too late. Your fate will be sealed at that time. I have shared what happened in Honduras when I went, the vision that the Lord gave that girl. These things are imminent. The chariots of fire coming down from heaven upon the earth, and the earth opening up, craters appearing, fire coming from under the earth, and the elect beginning to get in the chariots of fire as the earth literally was going to hell. These things are going to happen, people, and at that time it's going to be too late. This girl in high school in Honduras, she was shown that many people tried to come to the Lord at that time. They tried to get on those chariots of fire and were not able to. It was too late. And she saw the Lord crying, tears rolling down his cheeks. And he told her, he said, there is nothing I can do. Now, there's nothing I can do. It's too late. They have made their choice. So I am talking to people out there. You need to make your choice. You're calling an election, sure. You need to put aside contention. You need to put aside pride. You need to put aside sin and truly repent before the Lord, truly. Only He knows if you truly repented. Only He knows. It has to be a humble repentance. It has to be a repentance from the heart, not just lip service. And only He knows when we have truly repented. A heart that has repented has become humbled, has become transparent and pure. And so the Lord knows this, and we are going to be given a chance to see everybody's going to be given a chance to see really what is in our hearts. And I absolutely agree with what Randy said, because he's shown it to me too. The Father has shown it to me. I believe it's going to happen during the great darkness that is coming.
Yes.
Again, I don't know what triggered that great darkness, but it's going to be horrific. And demons are going to be loosed on the earth. It's going to be a merging of the dimensions. At that time, it's too late. Now is the time to make your calling and election sure. Right there where you are, just call upon the Lord and say, Father, forgive me. I have sinned. I have not served you the way you deserve. I'm not worthy of you. Please save me. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb and purge me with your holy fire. And take all sins out of my heart, out of my inward man, out of my inward parts. Take my iniquity away. Take my generational sins away. Take my ungodly soul ties away. Every door I have opened, close it, Lord. Seal it. And take me to your arms and make me a new person and fill me with your spirit. And if you pray that prayer with sincerity and with all of your heart, the Father, He's faithful. He's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And now is the time. Don't wait. Gold and silver is not going to deliver anyone in the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is coming, is upon us. And I agree with what I was listening to, Randy. I believe the destroyer is there. The Lord is holding it. He is the one that has the timing in place. He controls everything. He controls the destroyer. He's controlling everything for the right time. Apparently, there are still a few people that need to be brought into the kingdom. That is, I believe, one of the reasons why the Lord is delaying this thing. But as soon as those people are brought into the kingdom, hell is going to break loose upon this earth. So, you know, stay close to the Lord, call upon His name, and the scripture says, everyone that calls upon His name, He will deliver them in that day.
If I may inject a point before the program ends, recently I was shown what will be the dividing point between those who are truly honored in the kingdom and those who won't be in it even though they give lip service to it. That point is, how do you accept Christ's atonement? Do you know that when He was scourged, that was for you? Do you know when the nails were driven into His flesh, that was for you? And do you know that when He rose from death, that was for you and nobody else but you? When you can feel that way, when you know that, heaven's waiting for you.
Guys, we have about 10 minutes left, and, you know, so often we end up closing in prayer, and it goes into the extra time, and I wanted to give a little time to us at the end of the show for some cleanup. So, Larry, in this psalm moment, in this time when we're talking about those things that are so pressing, can you do us the honor of praying us out, well, not out, but praying as a closing prayer and as the Lord leads. So if you would do that for me, brother, I appreciate it.
Okay. Father God, we thank you so much for the fellowship, the bringing together, the gathering of those of us that you placed at this special, really what I call cyber table tonight. We thank you especially
because there seems to have been very little attack upon this radio program. It seems that it was ordained for the moment, and that you even may have assigned angels to watch over and keep the electrical grids and the cyber that we use. And I'm amazed, Lord, is what I best can say, that you brought all this together. But yet I've also sat and I've listened to the calls that have gone out, and not so much from Augusto and Randy and Daniel and myself. It was just our voices. But I heard in the spirit realm, though, Lord, a mighty call go out to people that will hear this radio broadcast, whether they're hearing it live or whether it's downloaded and played. It makes no difference. That's the strange thing, that in this realm that I've noted that is so strange in operation, in my mind especially, Lord, is the fact that when a sound is spoken, a tone, a frequency, a voice is spoken upon this planet, it seems like there's never an end. Just that one note, that note seems to go forever. Maybe that's locked within time-space some way. I don't know. Don't have a clue. And I know some people are thinking this is a very strange prayer, but that's okay, Lord, because I'm talking to you, and those that are listening can judge for themselves. Father, I'm awed at the work you're doing. I thank you. I give you thanks ahead of time because of those notes, frequencies, sounds, whatever, that the callings that have gone out from deep, deep in the spirit to those that will pick up those sounds and, I suppose, discern those sounds and either accept them or reject them, which is the way it seems to work on this planet. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for every single one that turns their face to you. I thank you for every single one that, as Randy was describing, the crucifixion of Jesus. I thank you for everyone that is really locked in on that and realizes for the first time in their entire life that's what you did for them, a personal act, a very, very personal act, an act of total, complete mercy from on high. And Father, I just thank you. I'm in awe. I appreciate everything you've done today. And as a matter of fact, I'm saying that, and it's not over yet, but yet this goes out, and there's no limitations to this call. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, you've heard this evening from three watchmen of the Lord. These are powerful men of God, men that have dedicated their lives to serving Him and telling you the truth. Despite how things may seem, despite the seriousness of the hour, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of each and every real believer of Christ, not those plain, not those that just have His name, but those that are branded with, those that have been touched by Him, those that the Holy Spirit lives in, those people, the remnant, you don't have to fear. These will be the greatest time in all of history for the church. That's what the Word says. So in spite of the things that are about to happen, that are happening, that are befalling the earth, we have a hope that the world doesn't. And if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Him, folks, this is not, I'm not playing, nobody pays me to say these things. If you don't know Him, you need to know Him. And you can know Him right where you're at. You can talk to Him right now. You can ask Him, Lord, forgive me. Will you forgive me? And will you come into my life? And the amazing thing is, despite how you might be now, whatever you've done, whoever you are, if you say that sincerely, He will come into your heart and your mind. But then, He expects you to change. He expects you to get into your Word, get into His Word, I should say, to eat and to partake of truth, the truth in His Word, the life in His Word. And then he expects you to follow him as a disciple, to follow him. So, folks, if we've done nothing else today, tonight, I hope that we've done that, that we've actually convinced you, if you don't know him, that you need to follow Jesus like you've never followed him before. So, gentlemen, I am so grateful. We're not over yet. We still have about 4 minutes. And I'm so grateful for you all participating tonight. And I wanted to, again, give out your website information. Augusto, if you can share a couple closing thoughts real quick and give out your website information, I'd appreciate it.
Sure, Daniel. Thank you. Our website is www.theappearance.com. And that whole website is dedicated to the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And his coming is very close, people. It's very close. I can feel it in my bones. And the nature is screaming it out, screaming that his arrival is imminent. And it's going to be the great and terrible day of the Lord. It's going to be great for us that know him and have this hope in him and are eagerly awaiting his arrival. And it's going to be horrific, horrible, terrible for those that do not know him, his enemies. So I encourage you, as already all of us have stated, to make your calling and election sure, and to make this day the day where you decided to follow him all the way, no more turning back. There's no more time to turn back. So I encourage you to do this. The Lord loves you so deeply. He's so concerned about you. And like Randy said, and Larry and Daniel, he did this for you. And, you know, for no one else. And so he's coming back for those that are his, not for those that do not know him, for those that are his and for those that are eagerly waiting for his coming, those that are eagerly anticipating his arrival. So for them that look for him the second time, will he appear without sin unto salvation. So I am just earnestly expecting and looking forward to the arrival of the Son of Man. And I want to get your last impressions, people, each one of you, brother. Do you guys happen to believe that the destroyer maybe has something to do with the sign of the Son of Man? And each one of you can just share briefly on that. Does it have anything to do with the sign of the Son of Man spoken of by the Lord, the coming of the destroyer?
Yes. Yes.
Larry?
Augusto, I believe you're accurate on that, and I think what you said earlier about it's being held back. We've received news a number of times that the speed was accelerating and then slowing, and it's being held back for a moment in time, and it will appear at the right time.
Praise God.
Well, I can voice what the hope he said, if I may.
Okay, Randy, I'm sorry. We have like a minute and a half left, so maybe another program we can go into that. Randy,
gotcha.
If you will do me a favor and give your website out very quickly, once again.
Okay. My blog is www.randyhecker.wordpress.com.
Great. And you can look up Randy on YouTube. Larry, your website one more time, please.
LarryWTaylor.org.
LarryWTaylor.org. Folks, the time of his coming is quickly coming upon us, and I hope that each and every person out there has gotten something from this show tonight. I encourage you to visit the website and to be able to see the things that God is doing in each of these men's lives and ministries. You have been listening to The Cutting Edge with Daniel Holdings, my special guest, Larry Taylor, Augusto Perez, and Randy Hecker. I appreciate you guys so much, and thanks so much for coming on today. As to whether or not Nibiru or Planet X will be part of Christ coming, we shall see, and we shall see soon. So until next time, this is Daniel Holden for The Cutting Edge. God bless you all.